Now let's welcome back our VIP, Justin Long. Don't be nervous.
I am. Too late.
You're a big fan of Woody Allen films.
Oh, I'm going to downplay it now.
Okay,
lower the
that's
bar.
Fine.
I appreciate his work.
What do you like about his films?
I think they're real funny.
Okay.
I love what they say about the human condition. I don't know. There's something about them. Just they speak to me. I feel like we're kindred spirits. When I watch them, I feel like I'm hanging out with an old friend. Is that weird?
No, not at all. Have you ever auditioned for Woody Allen?
No. I'd be beside myself.
I just want to let you know that if you win this next game,
yeah,
we're going to arrange for him to have a sit-down meeting with you.
Okay.
And by that, I mean you'll get a Rubik's Cube that you can play with while watching your favorite Woody Allen
That's
movie.
That's great. I'll take that. All
right. So,
thank you. I'll take that.
So we wanted to know just how much you know about Woody Allen and his movies. So your VIP game is all about the man born Alan Stewart Koningsberg, who grew up here, right here in Brooklyn. And if you answer enough right, Jody Tabor of Springfield, Illinois, will win an Ask Me Another prize. Okay?
Okay. All right, Joni. I'm sorry ahead of time.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Justin, you made your feature film debut in the 1999 movie Galaxy Quest.
Correct.
One of your Galaxy Quest co-stars' first on-screen film appearance was a bit role in Annie Hall with no lines.
Sigourney.
Who was it?
That was Sigourney Weaver.
It sure was.
Yeah.
All right, what movie is this line from?
I think that crime definitely pays, and that, it's a great job. The hours are good, and you're your own boss, and you travel a lot, and you get to meet interesting people, and I just think it's a good job in general.
I'm going to say Take the Money and Run.
You got it.
I'm congratulating myself with this buzzer. I think it's having... It's not what it was intended for.
You're using it in a celebratory way, which I think is great.
Hooray! Hey, hooray for me.
Ding, ding for me.
Woody Allen will always be associated with New York City, but he's written a few movies set elsewhere. Four films directed by Woody have titles that mention a city outside the United States. Name three of them.
Midnight in Paris. There's a Rome one. To Rome with Love. Bananas, I'm going to go through the thing. Manhattan, does that count? That doesn't count. That's an American.
Manhattan wants to be outside of the United States.
Testing you guys to see if you're paying attention.
How about one about two girls in Spain?
Yo, of course, Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
Yes.
Yes. Thanks, help me out, thanks.
And the other one was the Purple Rose.
Purple Rose of Cairo, yes, Cairo.
In what film does Woody play four different characters, Victor, Fabrizio, The Fool, and Sperm?
A Midsummer Night Sex Comedy, which is not right, which is incorrect. Everything you always want to know about sex, but we're too afraid to ask.
Exactly.
I got it wrong. Yes. I'm not going to count it.
Though he's been nominated for over 20 Academy Awards and won four times, he has never been there to accept the award. One of his excuses has been that he has a standing gig at a New York City club playing what musical instrument?
The clarinet.
Yes. That's right.
I almost said English horn.
Finally, finish this line.
There's an old joke. Two elderly women are at a Catskill Mountain resort, and one of them says, "Boy, the food at this place is really terrible." The other one says, "Yeah, I know.
But they don't charge, the food is really terrible, but
the food is really terrible." The other one says, "Yeah, I know, and such..."
Such, this is going to kill me. Small portions. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing when you get it right at
Thank
the end.
Thank you for
it's not embarrassing.
Helping me out on that one.
That's it, Justin, you did it.
Yes.
Yeah, Jody from Springfield. Jody of Springfield, Illinois is going to get a special Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube. So will you, a matter of fact.
Oh, great.
Yeah. One more round of applause for our VIP, Justin Long.
Thank you.
You must remember this. kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. When two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, the fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. As time goes by.
Jonathan Coulton.